So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Cassie DeLaura, Dean Richards is off, but Cassie from Entertainment Tonight is on. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing good. It's great to hear your voice. How are you doing?
I'm about 85%, so, you know, that's not bad. I did not watch... What's that?
I was going to say, I appreciate the honesty.
I missed Dancing with the Stars last night. What are people talking about?
Well, you missed a lot of changes, I will say that. The new season, season 29, debuted with a lot of new faces and big changes, including we have a new host, Tyra Banks. She took over the reins for the show. Derek Huff is back behind the judges' table now. And, of course, we have a new team of contestants, of celebrities who are competing, one of them being Carol Baskin from Tiger King. And a lot of people are talking about her performance, but not just her performance. There was a moment during the show in local markets down in Florida that everyone cannot stop talking about. Her highly anticipated debut on Dancing with the Stars kind of wasn't exactly what she expected. So during a commercial break for the show on Monday night, a spot aired in local Florida markets that brought up allegations regarding the 1997 disappearance of Carol's first husband, Don Lewis. So kind of a strange series of events that unfolded while people were watching Dancing with the Stars last night. Of course, the story of his disappearance was featured in Netflix's Tiger King, which, you know, made a lot of people very fascinated with Carol and her story. You know, in the Tiger King documentary, Joe Exotic alleged that Carol had killed her husband, Don Lewis, which, of course, is a claim that she has denied. And E.T. actually spoke with Carol following her performance on Dancing with the Stars last night, and we asked her what her reaction was in response to the ad run by the Don Lewis family. She says that this is a huge publicity stunt. She's not surprised by it at all. And when asked if she has a message for them, she says that she does not. She actually hasn't seen the ad, but she does give a message to critics of her. She encourages people to find something else to care about other than her life. I feel like that's a little bit hard, especially because people became so invested with her and her storyline in Tiger King, but now she's really trying to push the message of cats and cat protection on Dancing with the Stars. So that's her main focus now.
So only people in Florida saw that commercial, right?
Yes, it did not run nationally. It was in the Florida markets, and the commercial featured Don Lewis's three daughters, along with his former assistant, Anne, as well as the family attorney. And they basically, in the commercial, they just say they want to know what happened to their father and that there is a $100,000 reward for information, also encouraging viewers to call their tip lines. They just want answers. It's been years, and they want justice for their father. And so they took out an ad in the middle of Carol Baskin's Dancing with the Stars debut.
Well, smart placement, and probably worth the money it cost. Let's talk a little bit about country music. It's a big week for country stars, isn't it?
It is. So Country Music's Party of the Year, the Academy of Country Music Awards, are happening on Wednesday, September 16th, airing on CBS. Of course, these awards were scheduled for this past April, actually, to take place in Las Vegas, but due to COVID-19, they have been postponed to this week. And actually, for the first time in ACM history, it's going to take place in Nashville. So, of course, the heart of Music City, and, you know, it's going to be a star-studded night. Keith Urban is taking the reins as host for the very first time ever. He's actually never hosted a country music awards show, and this is going to be interesting because he is the ACM reigning entertainer of the year. So he's going to be he's got his hands full on Wednesday night. Not only is he going to be the host, but he's also going to be performing with Pink. They have a collaboration together on his upcoming new album, which is going to be out Friday, September 18th, and ET actually spoke with Keith this week. So we have all of that up on etonline.com and, of course, on the Entertainment Tonight broadcast. It's going to be a big week for country music. I feel like it's definitely going to be all about the ladies on Wednesday night. Maren Morris leads the nominations with 5. Of course, everyone's pulling for Carrie Underwood to take home Entertainer of the Year, which in the Country Music Awards space is definitely the top prize. She is up against Luke Bryan, Luke Combs, Eric Church, and Thomas Rhett. She is the only female nominated, and if she wins, she will make history as the first woman to take home Entertainer of the Year 3 times in her career. Right now, she is tied with Taylor Swift at 2 wins. And speaking of Taylor, Taylor is actually going to be taking the stage at the ACM Awards on Wednesday for the first time in 7 years. She's going to be performing her song Betty off of her latest album, Folklore. And she's going to be performing at the Grand Ole Opry stage. And that is so significant because the Grand Ole Opry, Taylor performed there for the first time when she was 16. 14 years ago this September. So a bit of a full circle moment. So it's going to be definitely a night that you're not going to want to miss.
That's Wednesday night. I saw Taylor Swift on her last concert tour. She puts on quite a show for the kids, I must say.
She does. What are concerts? I miss those.
Oh, yeah, we all do, don't we? And those, one more thing about country artists. I mean, and I'm sure with Entertainment Tonight, you have found they are the friendliest, most engaging, easily accessible people in the whole world of entertainment, aren't they?
1,000%. I recently interviewed Garth Brooks back in March in Washington, D.C., and as soon as he walked in the room, he shook hands and introduced himself to every single person that was in the room. And it's like, you know, hey, I'm Garth. We know who you are, Garth.
Yeah, you gotta love it.
He's so sweet. And of course, we have all of our interviews with country stars that are going to air all week ahead of the ACM Awards. And of course, following the ACM Awards, that'll be on the Entertainment Tonight broadcast. We just kicked off our 40th season this week, so it's very exciting for everyone in the ET family, so make sure you check your local listings to watch.
You know what? I remember watching the very first one. I really do. I can't. It's good trivia. The cast. Name the cast on that first show. I'm trying to remember now. I bet you don't even know, right?
It's great trivia. I will say I was not born then, What matters now is that I am in the ET family, and we are so excited to have a new season with really great exclusive interviews and everything that you expect from Entertainment Tonight.
It's Entertainment Tonight's Cassie DeLaura. Thanks for the report this morning, Cassie. Appreciate it.
Of course. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.